And just like that, India have completed a convincing 295-run victory over Australia at Optus Stadium in Perth. India have broken past another so-called fortress in Australia and taken a 1-0 lead in the series. With me, as always, is my co-host Shabelle, Australian fan, who I'm sure he's glad it's over.
Glad this one's over, Nash, but there's four tests to go. And the good news is a bit of a break till the next one. So,
Yes.
focus on my mental health until then.
Yep, the next test starts in, I think, 6th of December, in Adelaide,
I'll
which
put
is a
my
ping
feet
ball
up. I'll put
test.
my feet up, enjoy the sunshine, maybe sip on a few drinks and enjoy life until then.
Yep.
Because the
Yep.
stress is going to begin when that test match starts. The fear of Jasprit Bumrah at his mark. So just
And
enjoy life
possibly
until
Mohammad
then,
Shami as
Aussies.
well. Possibly Mohammad Shami as well.
Possibly Mohammad Shami under the pink lights, so I can see. I just have a feeling Australia bowl first, maybe bowl pretty well, and then we'll bat under lights when we start batting in Adelaide, and then
Well, we are
the
getting ahead
stress will
of
begin.
ourselves. Let's talk about the first test. At the
Yep.
moment, Australia started, well, they started with the wicket of Khawaja, and Smith
Yep.
and Head after that looked sort of a bit stable, and you'd be glad at least that Head found some form, and even the Mitch Marsh for that matter.
That was the only positive of the last, well, 3.5 days since bowling India out for 150, the runs for those guys. I thought Smith's approach was different in the sense that he wasn't moving as far across and he was much more still, but he was still squaring up too much and struggling and nicking off, and just got no confidence with our batsmen at the moment against deliveries on the stumps. We're not able to defend very solidly, and that's the foundation of your game. Our defensive game is terrible. It was the case last season, and it's the case in this test match.
The
You've got to get your defense right.
great thing about the Indian bowlers, and I absolutely love this, especially about Bumrah and Shami, even though Shami did not play in this test, but when he comes back, is they are always at the stumps. They're always testing your defense. They're always testing your shot making. They're always at the stumps. They'll make you play, five out of the six balls that they bowl in an over, and that's what Australian bowlers have failed to do in this test match. They let Yashasvi Jaiswal, he batted brilliantly, but they let Yashasvi Jaiswal build that confidence. And even with the field setting, they let KL Rahul and Jaiswal have easy singles at times as well.
I did tweet when India were none for 20 or none for 30 in the second innings, and Australia were looking really flat. This was the problem, right? I've mentioned this before. They were looking really flat, and they were getting those easy singles, and the ball was the pitch wasn't playing. It didn't have the same demons it did in the as the first day. I thought this was looking terrific for India,
Yeah.
and India in Australia are relentless, Nash. That's the thing right now. You guys are relentless here. That's been the case the last two tours previously, and here in this first test. Once you get on top, you don't surrender. When
Yes.
Australia are in position of strength, we crumble. And it's simple as that. 150, you bowl the opposition out in the first innings, you've got the upper hand. I know it's, Bumrah was on a madness and Siraj and co, but if you bat that first session somewhat effectively on that first day, you get the great conditions on day two and you set the game up. And we can't defend. We can't do anything at this stage. And we've got to really can look at the way we're playing at the moment, and we have to fix it quick, because if you go 2-0 down in Adelaide, good night.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun in Adelaide because look, I have my
At least
series
for one of us.
prediction. Yeah, my series prediction was 3-1 to Australia,
So was I.
and it could still happen. Look, it could still happen. This Indian team has given me a lot of confidence going into the second Test match, and now it's just a matter of keeping up this performance. Convincing yourself that we can do this again. The 10-day break is helpful because otherwise it gets really difficult to keep on that focus and that mental strength for it's a long tour for five test matches. So from an Indian perspective, after that first innings, getting out for 150, I couldn't have asked for anything else. It was a dream. The next
It was perfect
Everything
from
after
them.
that 150 was a dream.
Everything was
Right
perfect
from
after that.
Right from Bumrah bowling, picking up a fifer with Siraj bowling brilliantly in the first innings, complimenting Bumrah as well. Harshit Rana picking up 3 wickets in the first innings on
Yeah.
his debut, and everyone chipped in with good fielding and the second innings. Wow, what batting from Jaiswal, particularly. He's
Rahul deserves a lot of credit for the way he played in this
Rahul.
test
I mean,
match.
we haven't touched on Rahul yesterday,
Yeah.
and after we finished, I was like, Rahul probably helped Jaiswal a lot as well. Keeping Rahul made his test debut in Australia 10 years ago and made 100 in the
Yep.
second test. And like we have spoken, Rahul is an enigma.
Yeah, he
It's not
is.
for us mere mortals to understand the beauty of KL Rahul as a cricketer.
The
And it's so
frustration
fun
with
to
this
watch
guy,
because
because
he can
he's
play
got so
like
much
that.
talent.
Exactly, he
He's got
can
so
play
much
like
talent.
that, and then he should keep playing like that. I hope he opens in the second innings, the second test match as well, with Rohit Sharma back. I sincerely hope that KL Rahul and Jaiswal keep opening. That has
Yep.
worked for now, and I wouldn't necessarily call it a good headache because you got Ashwin and Jadeja sitting outside as well. You got Gill. If he gets, if he gets 100% fit, he comes back as well. So it's not actually a good headache because
Yeah.
if you get that wrong, if you get that combination wrong, it can go downhill really fast for India. But
That's a good point.
coming
That's a
back to the
very good
first
point.
test, I was listening to Jaiswal speak this morning to Mark Howard on Fox, and
So did I saw that. That was incredible.
he absolutely what a brain he has got on his shoulders. Really, the attitude that he was sort of showcasing in that interview and through his batting as well.
Yeah.
That's not someone who is 22-year-old on his first tour of Australia. That the way he was speaking, it looked like he has been here for a few years, and hopefully he's here for the next 5 tours,
Yeah.
and still troubling the Australian bowlers.
Yeah, he's got a great future ahead of him. I just love the way he played in the second innings. And that's got to be a template for how our players should play. Very patient, wear you down, grind you down, and pick out the bad balls and just work the opposition over. It was beautiful. It was
And
just absolutely terrific. And he had the beautiful shots in there, but they weren't the highlights for me. It was the grit and determination that he showed. He's got the you see those on the on the highlight reels and things like that, but we as Test cricket fans, we appreciate the nitty-gritty stuff, don't we? And that's what matters the most. That's what matters the most in Test cricket. That's what
and
wins you games, those big knocks, and we're not producing it at the moment.
Exactly, and that's where the Australian batting lineup is lacking seriously at the moment.
No,
It's
it's terrible.
the confidence, and again, we have spoken about this yesterday. McSweeney taking the first ball, but yesterday night and this morning as well, until the play started, I was smiling like that teenage boy, 15-year-old who gets a response from his crush. I was just smiling because Virat Kohli scored 100 yesterday.
At least that's one of us smiling. That's all right.
I was just over the moon with
I
Kohli.
don't know. I don't know what else I did other than have my head in my hands pretty much the whole game. I don't, it just feels like a whole blur. That 150 all out literally feels like a lifetime ago.
Yep,
It's
it does.
crazy.
It does. It
Crazy.
does. And yeah, it's been really happy these last 3 days, especially with Kohli back in form, and Australia again let Kohli back in form with Labuschagne bowling those half
Oh mate, we
trackers, and
just hey mate, here, help yourself to a ton, Virat. No worries.
that was absolutely brilliant. You got Virat Kohli, who hasn't scored 100 in what 18 months, and you got Labuschagne bowling when he was on 94.
The best was bowling bounces, not only bowling bounces, but then you had mid on completely vacated. So Virat Kohli was just back away and just swat it down back past where the ball comes from and gets an easy boundary. And Kerry O'Keefe, happy birthday to Kerry O'Keefe, the legend, 75 today. He speaks my mind today in commentary. He said Manus Labuschagne bowling on focused on bowling bounces is cluttering his mind and affecting his batting. I have said that for months, and he's come out in commentary and said it, and that was the best moment in the test match for me. And that says a lot. Anyway,
It is because Manus's head is not fully
it's not.
in what he's supposed to be doing, which is batting. It's He's all over the place, and
He nicked
he.
off to Nathan McAndrew-Nash in a Sheffield Shield game a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, right? Squaring up, nicking off to deliver he'd usually leave. And I said, he's got to forget about his bowling and focus on his batting. I had a couple of replies saying, well, what if Mitch Marsh can't bowl and Marnus needs to bowl? Who are you to say this? And then I'm like, but can't you think for yourself? Don't you know that Marnus Labuschagne needs to score runs for us to do well? What are you arguing with me about? The people just want to argue online for no reason, I feel,
Well, yeah,
Anyway.
that's internet. That's internet.
Yeah, that's the internet. But speaking of good things on the internet, we've had some nice questions come in and I thought we'd touch on them.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you
What's the
to everyone
first
who
one?
sent the questions in. From Lockie. I love Lockie on Twitter. He's fantastic. Lockie underscore Steele, where to next for Australia? Don't have a heap of batsmen knocking the door down, and that's true. The guys that are in the most form in Shield are the middle order players. I don't think they'll make any changes personally for the next game. They're not this kind of team to panic and make mass changes. I think they'll stick with the same 11, provided everyone is fit.
Look, for me, I think having closely followed Australian domestic cricket for the last few years, the name that I could think of was Bancroft, and then now having a horrid season,
Yes. So the
you
good news
can't
about
even put him
Bancroft,
up.
he's currently 45 not out for Western Australia. So that's his most
Yes.
significant innings of the summer so far.
But
So I hope he goes on and hits a big
the thing
score.
is, especially on this, the thing is, I watched the Fox coverage of this test match, and throughout the match there were talks, there were questions asked to David Warner and Kerry O'Keefe and Brett Lee and Gilly and all these Australian players who they think would be the next to step in into the Australian squad, and none of them could name even three names.
It's not good enough. Nash, over the years, we
Everyone
were spoiled.
everyone kept naming, Todd Murphy and Henry Hunt, and that's the only two names that I heard, literally. And even those two haven't really set the domestic world on fire.
Discussing with cousins and friends today in the group chat, just how spoilt we were when we were growing up. The amount of players, you could have done it, you could have put a second Australian 11 together, and that could have still dominated Test cricket. The players that couldn't get into the team, Martin Love. Darren Lehman, the highest Sheffield Shield run scorer of all time, played 27 test matches. Brad Hodge, 6 tests. Mike Hussey didn't make his debut till he was 30. Stuart Law didn't play a lot. I can rattle off so many names of unbelievable players at domestic level that couldn't get into the team because of how good we were. What's happened since? We're not producing enough good batsmen anymore. And I believe that there will be a few that come good and Australia will be okay. Like if for example, I was thinking today, what could our top four look like in the future? Could it be, Constance in a couple of years opening and hopefully he continues to perform well in Shield. He opens in a couple of years' time. Renshaw, I've got hopes on him. Fingers crossed. Renshaw, he's 28 still. He's supposed to be heading into his peak years. Three. If McSweeney doesn't work out as opener, he can be our three in the future and Cameron Green our future four. That's an option in the future, but we
Oh,
need
so you're
more
not
guys knocking the door
I
down.
mean, you're not even counting Labuschagne. He's what? Well, he's only
I'm
30, so
talking
he's
about in
got a
the
good
if
6
Labuschagne
years.
doesn't step up, if Labuschagne doesn't step up, then you've got to look at other options, right? Because he's averaging what, 30 in his last 20 odd tests, 22 in his last 10 tests. He's all over the place. So how much longer do we persist with him? I'd say you give him at least the next game and see what happens from there.
Do you think this is a question? I've been thinking about this yesterday and today after watching Labuschagne in this test match. Do you think teams have figured out Labuschagne the batter? And the reason I ask this because is he as class as everyone seems to think he is after his first year in international cricket, where it was his purple patch, he averaged 60, and then after that he's just fallen off the wagon massively.
You know when it was he when he got the world number one ranking in the during the 2022 Ashes against England 2021-22, that's when the downfall started for some reason. I think teams have worked him out. They keep it very consistent in the channel, and they know he's not particularly strong at well at this in the last 20 tests at least at creating scoring opportunities off good length bowling. So they'll persist there and they'll nip it either way. And he's struggling and he's getting caught on the crease a lot. Nash, and I think Simon Caddish said that in the Channel 7 analysis that he's getting caught on the crease a lot.
Yes, yep.
His defense has gone downhill. And also there was analysis I remember from ESPN Cricket Info, which was a good analysis that said that he did benefit from a lot of luck in the early part of his
Oh,
career. He copped a
massive.
lot of drop catches.
Yes.
Those drop catches that he benefited from, he's not quite getting that now. It's evening itself out and he's struggling. So he's got to find the way now of really being proactive, getting forward, and focusing on his batting and forget the bounces. So go on to our next question from Ramshri. Shri, has the domestic structure changed from the past? Why is there no consistent player in Shield? Well, the answer for me is that a lot of Big Bash, a lot of T20 has sort of breaks up the year. A lot of players have got different priorities at the moment. The red ball batting skill is not as high as it used to be. That's what comes to my mind.
Yeah,
I don't know if you have
I think
any other thoughts on that.
you've perfectly answered that, really. Having followed Australian cricket, I think that's the Big Bash and the way the calendar is set up, the structure is set up. I think it doesn't really give that confidence to the batters coming in or the players coming in to target for that red ball spot.
Yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still players who are eager and hungry to play red ball cricket for Australia. Like you said, Constance comes to mind, and Henry Hunt and Ash Chandrasinghe from Victoria could be a big star in the future as well. So, but look, there's you can't fill two teams like Australia could have thought in the past.
Now, onto these questions. So they're very similar in nature. So from at Canna underscore 852 and at Ranbir Kapoor 888, it's around why didn't Australia prepare any openers after Warner and Khawaja? Or do you think a proper opener should have been given a chance instead of Smith? And great questions. To me, I believe we said this last year, Warner should have been dropped at least 2 years ago,
Yep.
because he was way out of form and it's time to start thinking of the future. But I am of the opinion he's got dirt on Cricket Australia from what's happened
Definitely.
6 years ago, right?
Definitely.
That rubs people up the wrong way sometimes when I say that, but he does. They wanted to keep him happy and give him the send off.
Yep.
They didn't give us a lot of time to try a new opener. They put Smith there, which we said was the wrong call at the time. And now they're in a bit of a mess. It should have been 2 years ago when Bancroft was banging down the door in Shield cricket. You wanted to go an opener, go a specialist opener then and there.
Bancroft should have come into this summer at least with 6-7 test experience in the last
No
couple of
question about it,
series.
mate. No question about it. Warner played that Pakistan series last year, and yeah, he did well. He scored that 100. Great. But what happens after he retires? We were stuck. We didn't know what to do. That's why we put Smith up there. It didn't work. And now he goes back to four. And I think McSweeney, we don't want to write him off after one test, of course, but it's going to be very difficult for any opener that comes in now against India.
Yep.
So, yeah, it should have been handled a lot better than what it was. Now on to a few questions around India before we wrap up this. From Sumo at Sumo underscore Pehlawan. We knew the result of the last day-night test between these two countries. What can India do different to adjust with the pink ball and day-night test? Well, I think the way they batted in the second innings, I wouldn't change that. Soft hands and play late and
Yep.
perfect, really.
Yeah, look, I think from a bowling point of view, it's mainly just keep bowling at the stumps. That's what Bumrah does
Yes.
best. That's what Siraj has to do, and that's what Rana has done really well this test match as well. And Nitish Kumar Reddy chipped in with a wicket of Mitchell Marsh, so he bowled really well with those end
Yeah.
dippers as well. If Shami comes back, we know what a master he is as well with the seam up and with swing as well. So I think the Indian bowling lineup is hopefully looking good for the pink ball. With the batting, I think they have to focus on leaving the ball outside that off stump, not too sort of pod with the fifth stump, sixth stump line. And
Yep.
there will be enough bat balls. The more you keep Australian bowlers out in the sun and under the lights, there'll be bat balls.
There will be. Absolutely. And yeah, bowling on the stumps, you're right, because the Australian defense is terrible at this stage. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. Another question from Wiki underscore slider at Wiki underscore Gyan. Do you think the current playing 11 of the Indian team is going to play the day-night test at Adelaide Oval? Will they make certain changes in their 11? I think Rohit is back in the squad. Will he play there, or will Indian team play the same 11? I don't see them playing the same 11. Rohit will come back. Don't know where though.
Rohit definitely comes back. So here's my 11 if Rohit and Gill and Shami all three come back. It's obvious my 11 would be Jaiswal Rahul starts, Gill at number 3, Kohli at number 4, Pant at number 5, Sharma at number 6, or Pant and Sharma can swap 5 and 6. Sundar at number 7. 8 would be who's left? 8 would be NKR, Nitish Kumar Reddy. 9 would be Harshit Rana, 10 would be Bumrah, and 11 would be Shami. So
You wouldn't play Siraj.
Siraj misses
You
out.
really?
Deodatta Padikkal misses out, and then Dhruv Jurel misses out. The only reason Siraj misses out is because both Harshit Rana and Nitish Kumar Reddy have impressed really above their expectations. And it would be too harsh on Harshit Rana to be dropped at this stage because this would be a wonderful, wonderful experience for him as well with the ping ball bowling under with Shami and Bumrah from the other end.
Interesting, because Siraj was outstanding in this game.
So was Harshit Rana, to be honest. I mean, the only reason he went under the radar was because he was playing his debut series, debut test match. And Siraj was brilliant, don't get me wrong, but if I was to pick one of Siraj and Rana, I would go with Rana for the second test.
Interesting. Maybe India will go Siraj, go for the jugular. If they're 2-0 up, then they might look at Harshit Rana for the third test, potentially. That's something maybe I think they might do. And last question is Vedaa. Should Bumrah continue as captain? Well, Rohit's going to be captain for sure. So whatever we say, I
If the
don't think he
question
will
is
change anything. But
should Bumrah continue as captain, the answer is yes. But will he?
interesting.
I don't think so.
No. For sure. I think you're right there. So yeah, big win for India. What was it, 290 something runs? I can't even remember the
295.
final margin.
295. I won't let you forget 295.
So there was big talk about what the biggest loss for Australia is going to be in terms of runs. It didn't get into the top five in the end. I'll take that as something. But the absolutely shocking, pathetic Test match from Australia in this game at the start of a Test summer. You want to be on the money, and we weren't. We needed to start fast. We're behind the eight ball. We've got a big catch up to do, and we need to turn it around at Adelaide. I don't know how. We'll seal on this for a bit, and then 10 days' time, we'll see what happens. But I'm sure we'll talk about things in the meantime, what Adelaide pitch might look like. Maybe prepare a rank turner. Maybe a rank turner is what we need to do, mate. I mean, what do you
Maybe,
think?
maybe. Then don't forget Ashwin and Jadeja come into play as
Yeah, but maybe ask Mitch Santner, give him an Australian citizenship, and bring him
well.
across. Right, let's do
So
that.
you don't even believe in Nathan Lyon anymore.
That's support, bro. That's support.
Okay. I'm sure you've got Labuschagne bowling leg spin again.
Make sure around the wicket, but fucking
Oh,
hell, man.
it'll be
Anyway,
fun.
if you don't laugh, you cry. But Australia got a lot of work to do. A lot of work. Congratulations to India. Clinical, far too strong. And guys, you can follow us on at CrickBlogPod on X and Instagram, and CrickBlog TV on YouTube. We appreciate your support. Thanks, Nash. Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you. Have a good night.